The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Local news, talk, and sports with Paul Miller continues on 1380 WPHM.
All right. It has been a very strange 24 hours or so with a tremendous amount of wind and rain in Port Huron. We are broadcasting from the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island at the wrap-up of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference, but we want to stay on top of everything going on back home where the winds have begun to subside, I think. But yesterday was just a real bad weather day for us. Joining us right now is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Stephen Freitag. Stephen, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Well, what do we know about what happened in Port Huron yesterday in terms of wind, in terms of the amount of rain? It was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Right. We had a deepening low-pressure system that had an abundant amount of moisture that moved up from the eastern Ohio Valley. But there was also a strong high pressure located over Ontario and James Bay. So the pressure gradient between the two, coupled with the residual warm waters of Lake Huron relatively, led to a deep mix layer. And we certainly had 40 to 50 mile per hour gusts along the shoreline of southern Lake Huron, which of course led to elevated waves and water levels and likely some lakeshore flooding. And the rain over the past 24 hours, solid 2 to 4 inches across the entire southern thumb and Detroit metro area, and even some reports of up to 6 inches in southern Oakland County.
That's a lot of rain all at once, and we know what that can do. You mentioned that this was, you know, across much of southeast Michigan and the thumb area. What area seemed to get hit the hardest? Because we're feeling like it was probably around St. Clair County and up through the thumb.
Right. In terms of rainfall, again, the Detroit metro area probably had the highest amounts, but the wind certainly southern Lake Huron, but also Saginaw Bay, of course. When we get northeast winds, it really funnels in through the bay. So Bay County, I'm sure, had some decent lakeshore flooding.
Yeah. It was kind of that perfect storm, that perfect mix of atmospheric conditions that led to a really rough day yesterday. Caleb, you had another question?
Yeah, Stephen, what does our outlook look like for the rest of today? Because I know people are going to want to get out and do some work in their yard, start cleaning some stuff up. What can we expect? Because I still see there's going to be some gusty winds up our way.
Yeah, actually, for the Port Huron area, the winds actually have subsided and gone a little more subtly. The low pressure system now is right over the heart of southeast Michigan, Lapeer County or so. So it's going to continue to drift north. So winds are actually going to continue to decrease through the morning, and still got some cloudy conditions with periods of light rain or drizzle. Tomorrow will be a dry day, and then we just have a cold front moving through Friday night, Saturday morning. That'll produce maybe another half inch of rain, but outside of that, then the rest of the weekend should shape up to be fairly nice.
Now, you mentioned the weather drifting up north. That's where we are. We're on Mackinac Island, about to embark on a trip back down to Port Huron. So we're going to be, I think, driving right through a lot of that wind and rain, aren't we?
Yeah, we still got some residual gale force winds over the open waters of northern Lake Huron. So, yeah, it's pretty rough that way.
All right. Got that to look forward to. Stephen, appreciate the information this morning. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time.
All right. You guys have a good day. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.